Welcome to the Apple Forensic Psychiatry Landmark Cases Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Today we'll be discussing Washington versus the United States, which was decided in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals in 1967. The question before the court was if an expert witness should be allowed to testify to the ultimate issue of insanity. In this case, Thomas Washington was convicted by a jury of rape, robbery, and assault with a deadly weapon after an unsuccessful insanity defense. He appealed to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, stating that he should have been acquitted by reason of insanity. The Court of Appeals found that while the psychiatric evidence presented at his trial was confusing more than clarifying, abstract, with too much jargon, the jury still had received enough factual information to make a decision regarding his mental illness and culpability. So, Mr. Washington's conviction was upheld. However, the court also stated that the psychiatric experts should not have testified to whether the alleged offense was a product of his mental illness. So in the holding, Judge Bazelon held that the jury, and not the psychiatric expert, should decide to what extent the alleged offense was a product of mental illness. In other words, expert witnesses should not be allowed to testify to the ultimate question of insanity. In the discussion, the majority opinion emphasized that the M. Naughton test was too narrow, that the expert imposed a moral emphasis on criminal responsibility regarding an opinion to whether the defendant knew right from wrong, and the experts had too much influence on the jury. The Durham rule, or product test, was then designed to give the jury more information as it was more broad. It also utilized some scientific terminology that was more relevant to experts. However, after this, experts were still placing too much emphasis on confusing labels and jargon. In addition, juries were eager to let experts decide the ultimate question of insanity because these decisions were difficult. The court also outlined specific instructions to psychiatric experts. In this, the court stated that the term product in the Durham case had no clinical significance to psychiatrists, thus there was no justification to allow psychiatrists to testify on the ultimate issue, that this was the jury's responsibility, and instead psychiatrists should comment on whether the defendant had a mental disease or defect, and then could explain how this mental disease or defect related to the alleged offense. In other words, experts should discuss how development, adaptation, and functioning of a defendant's behavioral processes may have influenced his conduct. And this explanation should be so complete that the jury would have a basis, an adequate basis, for an informed judgment on whether the alleged crime was a product of his mental disease or defect. But it was not necessary for the psychiatric expert to express an opinion on whether the alleged crime was a product of mental disease or defect.